Hi everyone, I am Eng Tiong. I am Microsoft MVP in Visual Studio and Development Technology. Today I'm going to talk about Learn C# programming. Today's agenda will cover data types and type conversion. Let's talk about C# data type. The variables in C# are categorized into the following type: value type, reference type, pointer type. Value type variables can be assigned a value directly. They are derived from the class system.valueType. The value type directly contains data. Some examples are int, char, and float, which store numbers, alphabet, and floating point number respectively. When you declare an int type, the system allocates memory to store the value. The following table lists the available value type in C# 2010. To get the exact size of type or a variable on a particular platform, you can use the signOf method. The expression signOf type get the storage size of the object or type in byte. Let's go for demo. Following is an example to get the size of int type on any machine. When the above code is compiled and executed, it produces the following result. Size of int is 4. Reference type. The reference type do not contain the actual data stored in a variables, but they contain a reference to the variables. In other words, they refer to a memory location. Using multiple variables, the reference types can refer to a memory location if the data in the memory location is changed by one of the variables. The other variables automatically reflect this change in value. Example of built-in reference type are object, dynamic, and string. Object type. The object type is ultimate base class for all data types in C# Common Type System (CTS). Object is an alias for system object class. The object type can be assigned values of any other type. Value type, reference type, predefined or user-defined type. However, before assigning value, it needs type conversion. When a value type is converted to object type, it is called boxing. And on other hand, when an object type is converted to a value type, it is called unboxing. Dynamic type. You can store any type of value in the dynamic data type variables. Type checking for this type of variable takes place at runtime. For example, dynamic D equal to 20. Dynamic type are similar to object type except that type checking for the object type variable takes place at compile time, where therefore dynamic type variables take place at runtime. String type. The string type allows you to assign any string value to a variable. The string type is an alias for the system.string class. It is derived from object type. The value for a string type can be assigned using string literal in the two forms, quoted and at quoted. For example, string str with a double semi double quote tutorial points. A at quarter string literal loop as follow at with double quote tutorial point. The user defined reference type are class interface or delicate. We will discuss this type in later chapter. Pointer type. Pointer type variables store the memory address of another type. Pointers in C# have the same capability as the pointer in C or C++. For example, char asterisk CPTR, int asterisk IPTR. But don't forget the semicolon. Next, we're going to talk about type conversion. Type conversion is converting one type of data to another type. It is also known as type casting. In C#, type casting has two forms. Implicit type conversion. These conversions are performed by C# in a type 6 manner. For example, a conversion from smaller to larger integrate types and conversion from derived classes to base classes. Explicit type conversion. These conversions are done explicitly by user using the predefined function. Explicit conversion require a class operator. Let's go for demo. The following example show an explicit type conversion. When the code is compiled and executed, it produces the following result: 5673. C# type conversion method. C# provides the following built-in type conversion methods: to boolean, to by, to char, to date time, to decimal, to int 16, 32, 64, to aspi, to single, to string, to type, to unit 16, to u, int 32, 64, and let's go for demo. The following example convert various value type to string type. When the code is compiled and executed, it produces the following result: 5673. The end for my presentation. Thank you.